Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up tonight, it's a mixed bag. I don't even know what's coming up tonight, because I'm going to shop the shelves of our record collection and just kind of pull stuff out that looks interesting but hasn't made it onto the show yet. Now, in case you're new to our show, we have this massive collection of Tony-nominated Broadway records that we call our Vinyl Vault. An incredibly generous donor gave us the whole thing in hopes that people would hear this great music, some of which would be at risk of disappearing because it hasn't been heard in a long time. Now, I've been eyeing these record shelves for about 2 years now, and 18 episodes in, I have barely scratched the surface of some of the cool things in there. So, today, I'm just going to pull things out for whatever reason and see what we've got. We'll go from left to right on the shelves. They start with compilations and movie soundtracks before being filed chronologically by year. Lights are dimming in our virtual lobby and the pre-curtain speech was a little long, so let's let the orchestra warm up for a second while I go get the first record. Tonight's overture will be the first track off the first record on the shelf, and that is a vamp for me, orchestra. Thank you, orchestra. That record is On Broadway, a medley of show tune hits from an odd little variety album. It's The Best of Broadway from Theme Park, Canada's Wonderland. Now, while that's playing, I'm going to go grab the next three records.
Freedom's say in my own humble way. Every perfect note of that was written by me. Aha, they're playing my tune. Too bad it's ending so soon. But when we all gotta go, it's good to know that they'll be playing my song.
Okay, I'm back. That was the on-Broadway medley from the ensemble cast album for the theme park, Canada's Wonderland, The Best of Broadway. Now, our shelves are arranged, as I said, with compilations and movie soundtracks at the front, and then in ascending chronological order. So we have Barbra Streisand's The Broadway Album. Now, I sang along loudly with that one all through high school. Though, remember, I didn't say well. I said loud. Now we'll have Barbra doing Sondheim in her own inimitable way with the song Putting It Together from Sunday in the Park with George. And the way she makes it her own is just pure Barbra. Then a track from the 25th anniversary edition studio recording of the review Pins and Needles by Harold Rome. It was originally produced by the International Ladies Garment Workers Union in 1937. And from that show, we'll hear Sing Me a Song with Social Significance.
Look, I've spent a lot of time working on this.
Look,
no one's going to buy it.
No one.
Well, how can
nobody in Middle America, anyway, that's for sure.
He's right.
Well, why?
Sweetheart, it's just not commercial.
What is commercial?
It's not what's selling nowadays.
I mean, personally, I
love
it.
Nice girl.
Nobody's into this kind of material.
You have to pay a price, girl.
This album needs a hit single we can push.
They like to give advice, girl.
The whole idea's too risky.
Don't think about it twice, girl.
The audience won't understand this kind of thing.
It's time to get to work. I disagree. Why don't you wait till you hear it?
This is like your old stuff.
Art isn't easy.
We gotta appeal to the kids.
Even when you're hot.
Why would you want to make an album like this anyway?
Advancing art is easy.
I think we gotta talk seriously about
financing
this.
Financing it is not.
Why take chances?
A vision's just a vision if it's only in your head.
Nobody respects your artistic integrity more than I do.
If no one gets to hear it, it's as good as dead.
You have to think about your career.
It has to come to life. Bit by bit, putting it together. Piece by piece, only way to make a work of art. Every moment makes a contribution. Every little detail plays a part. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. Putting it together, that's what counts. Ounce by ounce, putting it together. Small amounts, adding up to make a work of art. First of all, you need a good foundation. Otherwise, it's risky from the start. Takes a little cocktail conversation, but without the proper preparation. Having just the vision's no solution. Everything depends on execution. The art of making art. is putting it together, bit by bit.
We really need all these musicians.
Link by link, making the connections, yes we do. Drink by drink, taking every comment as it comes. Learning how to play the politician like you play piano, bass and drums. Otherwise you'll find your composition isn't gonna get much exhibition. Art isn't easy. Every minor detail is a major decision. I have to keep things in scale, I have to hold to your vision.
Why don't we talk about this over dinner?
What's a little cocktail conversation if it gets the funds for your foundation? Every time I start to feel defensive, I remember vinyl is expensive.
Would you agree to do an interview?
Maybe one. Building up the image, shot by shot, keeping at a distance doesn't pay. Still, if you remember your object and not give all your privacy away, a little bit of hype can be effective, as long as you can keep it in perspective. Even when you get some recognition, everything you do, you still audition. Art isn't easy. Overnight, you're a trend, you're the right combination. Then the trend's at an end, you're suddenly last year's sensation. All they want is repetition. All they really like is what they know. Gotta keep a link with your tradition. Gotta learn to trust your intuition while you reestablish your position, so that you can be on exhibition. So that your work can be on exhibition. Be new girl, they tell you till they're blue girl. You're new or else you're through. In a personal appearance, gathering supporters and adherents.
Much as an original.
Was.
Mapping out the songs, but in addition, harmonizing each negotiation, balancing the part that's all musician with the part that's strictly presentation, balancing the money with the mission till you have the perfect orchestration. Even if you do have the suspicion that it's taking all your concentration, the art of making art is putting it together, bit by bit, beat by beat, part by part, sheet by sheet, chart by chart, by track, by bit, by reel, by pop, by sack, by snip, by shot, by shot, by step, by shot, by shot, by doubt. And that is the state of the art.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or I won't love you.
Rosemarie June asked if you could please sing me a song with social significance by Harold Rome. And we kicked off with Barbara doing Sondheim, putting it together. And my favorite line from that is,
"Vinyl is expensive."
Yeah, thanks, Barbara. It's from Sunday in the Park with George. Okay, my next venture to the vinyl vault has resulted in some fun finds. A studio cast recording of the National Company of Oklahoma, which happened to be the stage debut of one Miss Florence Henderson, straight out of school. We'll hear her take on Many a New Day. Then, a largely forgotten musical that should not be forgotten. It tied for Best Musical Tony with The Sound of Music in 1960. That show is Fiorello, a musical about New York City Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia. That song, Politics and Poker.
Why should a woman who is healthy and strong love her like a baby if a man goes away? A weeping and a wailing how he's done her wrong. That's one thing you'll never hear me say. Never gonna think that the man I lose is the only man among men. I'll snap my fingers to show I don't care. I'll buy me a brand new dress to wear. I'll and start all over again. Many a new face will please my eye. Many a new love will find me. Never have I once looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day will dawn before I do. Many a light lad may kiss and fly, a kiss gone by is bygone. Never have I asked an August sky, when has last July gone? Never have I wandered through the rye, wondering where has some guy gone? Many a new day will dawn before I do.
Looked back to sigh over the romance behind me. Many a new day
just as sweet as he. Cheer me and console me. Never have I wept into my tea over the deal someone told me. Many a new day will dawn, many a red sun will set, many a blue moon will shine before I do.
Say, Ben, want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and polka, politics and polka. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play,
what to bet,
when to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovic. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
That was Politics and Poker from Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick's Fiorello. Howard Da Silva sang as LaGuardia's big Republican rival, Ben Marino. Florence Henderson made her Broadway debut with Many a New Day from Oklahoma. Oh, by the way, in case you thought those shows have nothing in common, oh, they do. They all have exclamation points in the title. House lights are coming up in our virtual lobby, so it's time now for intermission, where we'll have a listen to a rare recording from the 1989 revue Jerome Robbins Broadway. Now, that show was a mashup tribute to the famed choreographer and won the Tony for Best Musical, very unusual for a revue. We're about to hear a big dance sequence from that show, and there's a lot of chaos going on, so let me fill you in on the context a little. The featured production, High Button Shoes by Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn, which premiered on Broadway in 1947. The big number from that show was a long, crazy chase scene, and it was set on a beach in 1913 and involved two con men, Keystone cops, lifeguards, other criminals, bathing beauties, and a gorilla. This is called the Bathing Beauty Ballet, otherwise known as On a Sunday by the Sea. Yes, this is radio, so you're just going to have to imagine Jerome Robbins' choreography, but, you know, it's Jerome Robbins, so just imagine something awesome.
Welcome to Atlantic City, New Jersey. The year is 1913. It's a lovely Sunday, and this is High Button Shoe.
On a Sunday by the sea, oh, you're sure to see my Squidgy and me. Swimming, splashing, isn't it grand? And the pool is so much better because it's covered in sand. With the someone you adore, there's a lot that you can do on the shore. You can misbehave underneath the wave, because nobody can see. It's a fun place to be on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Lights are flickering in our virtual lobby, so it's time to head back in the house for Act 2. We usually feature music from new shows, so this one is from iTunes. Now, I looked at the albums on the front page, picked Finding Neverland, the musical about Peter Pan author J.M. Barrie, and did the only sensible thing. I asked a 9-year-old girl to pick one of the album tracks at random. And hey, she did a great job. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you track 10 from the soundtrack to Barlow and Kennedy's Finding Neverland, Circus of Your Mind, in which J.M. Barrie gets chewed out for having his head in the clouds.
I've heard enough. You're losing your mind. You're speaking in riddles, and the riddles don't rhyme. You want flying children up there on the stage, dogs wearing aprons and boys who don't age. You say I will adore it, but I'm paying for it. A little more reality and less of this insanity. How am I gonna face it? Such a disgrace, yet here we go again and again and again. You are living on a merry-go-round and round you seem to go, and I'll never understand why. Want people floating weightlessly, ceilings where the floor should be. These and other things you will find in the circus of your mind.
I've resigned myself to spend all my life to be all the things one expects from a wife. Your imagination is where you reside. Do my invitation has never arrived. Darling, though you try, you can go to knock. She's on every single page of your journal, James. And now we have to face it, such a disgrace. Yet there you go again and again and again. It's like living on a merry-go-round and round we seem to go, yet I never seem to know why. I'm hearing people whisper quietly, friends are now avoiding. To the circus of your mind. There has been nothing but trouble and strife ever since you came into this family's life. So much disruption the children don't need. And as for my daughter, I must intercede. Everything about you, they can do without you. Take flights of fantasy, I question your morality. I told them to ignore you, now I must implore you. Leave them alone, stay away. We all know you are living on a merry-go-round and round you seem to go. Understand that we have no time for the circus of your mind.
The clock is ticking, James. And forth, and forth.
Laughing stock of London, spare us your crocodile tears, Mr. Barrie.
Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock.
Chelsea Grammer, Teal Wicks, and Carolee Carmello gave J.M. Barrie What For in Circus of Your Mind. Music and lyrics were by Gary Barlow and Elliot Kennedy. Okay, back to the shelves. Now here, while I go pull three records, here's Leroy Anderson and the Syncopated Clock. Next up in our spelunking expedition amongst our Tony-nominated scores, Little Me, nominated for the Best Musical Tony in 1963, starring Sid Caesar. He plays all the men in the life of a grand star of the theatre, Belle Poitrine, played by Virginia Martin. Now, in the song I Love You, Caesar plays Noble Eggleston, pride of the Venezuela-Illinois elite. He romances the young Belle, and they declare their love at his Sweet 16 party. Then it's The Roar of the Grease Paint, The Smell of the Crowd by Leslie Bercuse and Anthony Newley. Now that show is kind of about the game of haves and have-nots in life. We'll hear Cyril Richard as Sir explain to Anthony Newley's cocky that the haves are essential to the have-nots. The song is What Would You Do Without Me?
I love you as much as I am able, considering I'm wealthy, considering you're poor.
That's very nice because I love you.
She loves you, she loves you, she loves you.
I know it.
As much as I am able,
considering
your background. My passion will endure for you.
And I will always love you.
My heart I'll keep secure for you.
Though other girls are so far above you, to show you I am democratic, considering your riffraff, and I am well-to-do. As
noble,
and worthy of the label,
label,
as much as I am able, I love.
To think of it, where would you be without me, cocky? Just tell me, where would you be? Look at yourself, you are so dreary. Oh dearie, oh me. How could you cope without my friendship and my kindly old face? Don't you know money can't buy friendship? It's so hard to replace. Money, where would you be without my courage? I am as fearless as three. Faithful if you should flag, strong if you start to sag, cocky you've got to agree. Tell me, frankly, where would you be without me?
I don't know, sir. The trouble with you, sir, is you're too good to me. I don't deserve the way you treat me.
Oh, cocky.
No, really, where would I be without you, governor? God only knows where I'd be. Look at my life, it has no magic.
It's tragic to see.
I mean, I couldn't live without your friendship and your expert advice. Yours is a lasting and sure friendship. And what's more, you're so nice.
Aren't I?
Where would I be without your goodness, helping to carry me through? people just pass me by. Whether I live or die, they wouldn't care.
But I do.
Tell me, frankly, where would I be?
Where would you be?
Where would I be? Without you.
You've got no style, you've got no class. Without me, you'd be on your...
Ask yourself, sir, just where would I be?
You can neither read nor write nor spell. For my part, you can go to...
Well, sir, I try to do my best.
Cockius, useless est. Know what that means, you pest?
Now.
Ah, there. See, frankly, where would you be?
I'd be up a tree.
And what would you do?
I'd throw things at you.
You're up a tree without...
Can't picture me without...
Where would you be?
Without me. Why, oh, you spelled
me.
Now it's time for our 11 o'clock number, and for that one I hit yet another shelf and found Seesaw by Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields. Now that show, about a romance between a young lawyer and a kooky dancer from the Bronx, was nominated for the Best Musical Tony in 1974. It featured Michelle Lee, Ken Howard, and Tommy Toon, was choreographed by Toon, Michael Bennett, and Bob Avian. Now that show's 11 o'clock number is It's Not Where You Start, with Tommy Toon singing the lead.
He liked it. He liked it. He really liked it. He said, "Would you be interested in being the assistant choreographer of my new Broadway show?" And I said, "Well, gee, you know, I'm not really interested in being an assistant choreographer. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying." I really said, "Interested? Interested? Would I be interested? Wow!" Well, it's a beginning. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not how you go, it's how you land. 100-to-1 shot, you call him a klutz. Can outrun the favorite, all he needs is the guts. Your final return will not diminish. And you can be the cream of the crop. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top.
It's not where you start, it's where you
finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish.
It's not how you go, it's how you land.
It's not how you go, it's how you land. Your final return will not diminish.
Final return will not diminish.
And you can be the cream of the crop.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish on top.
If you start at the top, you're certain to drop. You've got to watch your timing. Better begin by climbing up, up, up the ladder. If you're going to last, you can't make it fast, man. Nobody starts a winner. Give me a slow beginner. Easy does it, my friend. Insert your fine endurance. Easy does it, my friend. For that's your life insurance.
While you are gone,
take it rung after 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 rung.
Thank you.
we've got to do a bigger finish.
It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. It's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you're gonna finish our
job. From Seesaw, that was It's Not Where You Start. And now for our finale. As I said earlier, our shelves are arranged with compilations at the front, then ascending chronological order, and then there's a pile at the back of stuff I just haven't gotten around to refiling yet. So it's probably going to be something from a show we've heard pretty recently. So the last track from the last record on our shelf is Syncopated Clock, Please. The finale from the 1965 show On a Clear Day You Can See Forever by Burton Lane and Alan J. Lerner. It was nominated for 3 Tonys, including nods for leads John Cullum and Barbara Harris.
Hear my voice through the din, feel the waves on your skin, like a call from within, come back to me. Leave behind all you own, tell your flowers you will fold, let your dog walk alone, come back to me. Let your tub overflow, if a date waits below, let him wait for Godot. Ride a rail, come by mail, COD. Hang a sign on your door, out for lunch evermore. Don't get lost at Corvettes, or get signed by the Mets. Don't give up cigarettes, come back to me. Come back to me. Come back.
On a clear day, rising look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, I will start.
Falls, the crowd goes wild, the house lights come up, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Thanks for going shopping through our record stacks with me. Let's do that again sometime. It was fun. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Find all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. See you in the aisles. Oh, hey, and remember that 9-year-old girl who picked out some music for us early in the show? Let's have her take us out.
This is Interlochen Public Radio.